This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is CBS Sports Radio. You are locked in to the JR Sport Brief show. I'm going to be here with you for the next 2 hours, and I'm doing it live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you want to see your loan options, if you want to adjust payments and closing costs online in real time, Rocket can help you do that. What am I going to do? Like I said, I'm going to be here with you for the next 2 hours. Myself and super producer Stu Kovacs, and we're going to talk about the NFL. We're going to talk about the Basketball Hall of Fame Saturday night. We're going to talk about some of these ticket prices. We've talked about the NBA play-in games, the play-in tournament for the playoffs. We talked about the schedule. We're going to keep things moving, okay? It's real simple. If you want to holler at me, you can call me, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Yeah, if you're on social media, I see what the hell you say, unless you're absolutely crazy. I have filters up for the crazy people. But if you're normal, I see exactly what you say to me. A big shout out to Kyle Free. He just followed me. And thank you to Brady Hour. Brady hit me up and he says, he's not sure why the Saints have 5 primetime games when no one wants to see Jameis throw interceptions. Funny guy. I said, well, what happens when he throws touchdowns just to even things out? So we got comedians here. I absolutely love it. But we have a caller on. Shane has been waiting patiently for Maryland. I want to talk to Shane, and then we need to discuss the Hall of Fame, the Basketball Hall of Fame. Kobe, Duncan, Garnett, hell of a class. Shane from Maryland, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, JR? What's popping, baby?
A whole lot. What's up?
Man, I want to see less of this team. What's the one team in the NFL every single year has the most talented roster? Going to do this, going to do that. On TV, every other week, I got to hear Troy Aikman this and that. Man, I'm tired of seeing the Dallas Cowboys on TV. They ain't done squat in 25 years, man. Come on now, JR.
Okay. Well, Shane, you heard my response. You heard my retort to the last caller. For everything that you just said is a reason why there's this interest in the Cowboys, whether it's to watch them win or lose.
Man, I guess. I'm a Giant fan, so I hate the Cowboys anyway. I don't want to see them.
But that's the point. That's the point.
I feel you, brother.
You want to see them get their asses kicked. What do you think your New York Giants are going to do this year?
Man, it all depends on Danny Dimes. I'd rather see him trade for my boy in Green Bay, man. Come on now.
Uh-oh. You want Dave Gettleman just to trade the whole world and just bring
in
Aaron
Rodgers? Listen, the simple fact that Dave Gettleman's still employed after he said, it's not my business. What? Excuse me? It is your business.
Well, I will assume that he misspoke, and I will also assume that he wasn't honest with the media into whether or not he looked into Aaron Rodgers. But here's the deal, and I'm going to leave you just by being a jerk. Do you really want to see Aaron Rodgers throw passes off the face of Evan Ingram? I'm just saying.
Right.
Shane,
no, I feel you.
Good luck. Call me back when the season starts, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Shane, for calling up from Maryland. All my people in New York City, on Saturdays, when the Yankees aren't beating up on somebody or the Brooklyn Nets aren't all hurt, You can listen to me on WFAN New York City. Yeah, I talk about the Giants, the Jets, the Knicks, who are actually a good team for once. But right now it's CBS Sports Radio. And at this moment, we're going to switch gears. Because as I said, there's a lot of things that we missed out on last year. I said that earlier on in the show. We even have the Preakness tomorrow. And Marina Spirit will have an opportunity to run. It looks like the horse isn't doped up. Passed the test, the horse will race tomorrow. But besides that, besides a race, Duncan, Garnett, Kobe, it's going to be a beautiful scene. Tamika Catchings, I got to put Tamika in there as well. And here's the situation. We know Kobe is no longer with us. And tomorrow's show, even today, everyone who's going to be inducted, enshrined, they receive their rings, they receive their jackets. Kobe's oldest daughter received his ring and his jacket. And so there were a lot of questions today, specifically to Kevin Garnett, to Tim Duncan, about what this means. And when you think about this group that was drafted into the NBA, successive seasons, Kevin Garnett going into the game in 1995. You look at Kobe Bryant going in 96. Tim Duncan just coming in 97. And all of the success that they've had, the championships, the MVPs, the Defensive Player of the Year awards, everything. It was damn cool to watch them. And the thing is, all three of them were different type of players. Kevin Garnett, he made it extremely clear what it means to him about going into the Hall of Fame with not just Tim Duncan, but also Kobe Bryant.
I couldn't pick, you can go through the list of NBA greats, right? Like, I couldn't pick two better players, not just that, but two better people to go in the hall with. Both of these are class acts and unbelievable players. I'm very privileged, if I'm being honest. This is, ever since I've stepped in the league, it's been like a big-ass dream, and this is no different from it. I'm honored.
Yeah, you should be honored. It took him a long time to just find some success outside of Minnesota. He hung in Minnesota for so long. The best chance, the best team. He was out there with Mr. Sam Iacocelli. He was out there with Latrell Sprewell. And then the team just, they could not get over the hump. He was the MVP in 2004. They ran out of gas. There was nothing left. Minnesota has been a void since then. He had another stop there on his way out the door trying to educate Karl Anthony Towns about something. Stops in Brooklyn. But we know that championship, it came in Boston. That ring came in Boston for Kevin Garnett. And what did it mean for him to finally get it? This is what he had to say.
It meant everything, man. You come into the NBA wanting to win. And losing is part of it. Doesn't mean you have to accept it. And getting with a story franchise like Boston gave me light, gave me breath, gave me purpose. And then the players that you're playing with actually made the experience monumental, made it magical. The city was waiting for something big or for something different to happen versus where it was. And when we went, we just never looked back. The fan base in Boston was over the top, man. People following you home, people standing outside your gate when you get home, people wanting to pump your gas, weird people. Like, it was like the fan level in Boston was just another level. But I learned to embrace it. And my only regret in any of this is that I should have came to Boston a little earlier. So other than that, it was magical.
Look, the only thing I need to see is just Kevin Garnett give Ray Allen a hug. It's probably not going to happen, but that's what I need to see. Give the damn guy a hug. Unlikely to happen. But if you want to think about the polar opposite of Kevin Garnett, who talked trash. And I mean, he didn't just talk trash. He was a bad man out there when it came to some of the words that he decided to use. Not the cleanest. So Kevin Garnett is going to be inducted by Isaiah Thomas. Tim Duncan didn't say a damn word, who didn't flinch when playing Kevin Garnett, who didn't give him the time of day, which didn't entertain his trash talk or his language. He didn't entertain any of it. They called this man the big fundamental? Isn't that what they called Tim Duncan? Five-time champion. MVP. He got David Robinson a championship. That first year, that end and wind down of his career in a truncated season against the New York Knicks. Yeah, the Knicks went to the NBA Finals 20 years ago. How about that? MVPs, all defense, all stars. One franchise his entire career. There have been very few players to do that over the past 20 years, to have nearly the success that Tim Duncan has. It's the Kobe Bryant man, the Kobe Bryant guy, the Kobe Bryant legend. Also played 20 years with one team. That actually meant something. Well, I mean, it's kind of hard to leave when you're having so much success. But Tim Duncan, this is what he had to say just about Kobe Bryant and his own competitiveness.
Your greatest competition brings the best out of you, and that's what he always did. You always had to be at your best and bring your best from start to finish if you were playing against him or any of his teams. And I think that's what I appreciate about remembering playing against him and being on the court with him. A fierce competitor and always demanding more of his team and his teammates than probably was possible, but he wanted to win that much. He wanted it that much, and it was an honor to share the court with him.
Listen, soft-spoken, even today, Tim Duncan is. Quiet, reserved. He grew his locks out. It was always hilarious to me. Prior to the pandemic, he basically only coached 1 year with the San Antonio Spurs, and I said, Tim Duncan is not going to sit here and coach. You visit people in the gym. He wants to read comic books, swim, cook, play with cars. He doesn't want to do this. Tim Duncan is just trying to relax. He's trying to chill. He's trying to be fundamental somewhere away from the damn game of basketball, but chip in where he can. Unfortunately, the man who we will not see, and by the way, I think I told you, Tim Duncan will be inducted by David Robinson. But the one that's going to pull out heartstrings, the one that is just going to be a tearjerker, is Kobe Bryant, who it's now been more than a year since he was lost. His daughter was lost. Some of the teammates and friends on that helicopter were lost. And it's been a difficult adjustment for a lot of people, especially if you're in Los Angeles. There's no change. You know, after death, his legend is still very much alive. What Kobe Bryant has done has not gone anywhere. What he's meant to the game and how he's carried things on, the style of play post-Michael Jordan, it hasn't gone anywhere. He kept things alive. Kobe Bryant was a beautiful bridge towards the emergence of LeBron James. This entire era of Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, Kobe Bryant, this might be, as the game changes, we've seen the skills, we've seen the athleticism, we've seen it grow, we've seen the game change. Duncan and Garnett were just like trees. They were stalwarts. Kevin Garnett came into the league in 1995. He just walked away a few years ago. Tim Duncan, the same, came in 97, a few years ago. Kobe Bryant, 20 years flat, 96 to 2016. We've only been 5 years removed. And here's the beautiful thing. They played through an era. They played through some rough and tumble times. Kevin Garnett, as a skinny kid out of Chicago, I know Isaiah Thomas is going to tell some damn good Chicago stories as he inducts him. Kevin Garnett was an aggressor. Kevin Garnett, early on in his career, an uber athlete. He was abused on his way to the basket. Tim Duncan, he was someone who was able to operate not just on the inside. Mid-range game was proper. Was able to get done what he needed to do, wasn't flashy, just got the job done, and no one could stop him. Expression didn't change. Demeanor didn't change. He could miss a layup in the finals. He could put a layup back. Nothing ever changed for Tim Duncan. Old school. He learned it right there with one of the greatest centers in David Robinson. And he surpassed him as a player. And then you had Kobe Bryant, who had to go through the ups and the downs of his career, had to be indoctrinated into the NBA, molded his game after Michael Jordan, had to fight for recognition along with Shaquille O'Neal, won the championships, went through the downtimes and the bad teams, won an MVP, bounced back to say, this is my team, and I got two more. Amazing. His dedication, how he approached the game. He was maniacal. He didn't take anything for granted. Unfortunately, I had to share this last year when he passed. I had to be on the radio here in Atlanta and be on the radio for a few hours and announce the passing of Kobe Bryant. I had to do the next thing the same day on NBA TV. I can also think about meeting Kobe Bryant. There were quite a few times where I watched him play, whether it was New York City in Madison Square Garden, where he put up 60 plus points and made it look easy, whether it was at the Olympics or seeing him at training facilities. The one time I interviewed Kobe Bryant was at Richard Sherman's celebrity softball game. And he was just pretty damn cool. And I also think he hit a home run that day. And so you could tell just by how he spoke. He commended me on what the hell I was doing with JR Sport Brief. And you could feel something was different about him and just how he approached anything. And it was with laser focus. And so when you think about these folks, the players who are going into the hall tomorrow, and shout outs to Tamika Catchings. She's also a lovely woman, accomplished Olympian, champion herself. But when you look at the men's side, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, Kobe Bryant, that's the end of an era right there. We're talking about 5 years ago. That was the end. They played in the 90s. They played in the I'll beat you up era. They played with the Charles Barkleys. They played with the Jordans. They saw the emergence of an Allen Iverson who also came out. They saw LeBron come into the league. They saw LeBron's emergence. Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, Kobe Bryant were a bridge to a lot of what we see right now. Steph Curry, the LeBrons, the game has changed. They were a bridge. And their legacy? I don't want to say they were the last of the OGs, but they were the last of an era. Basketball is totally different from even 5 years ago, from when they basically bounced out. I'm going to open up the phone lines. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Basketball Hall of Fame enshrinement goes down tomorrow night. Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, and Kobe Bryant. Those are the male players that are going in. What is their legacy? When you think about those three basketball players, what emotion does it evoke? I can see Kobe taking on the Kings. I could see baby Tim Duncan just destroying the Knicks. I can see Kevin Garnett vividly in 1995 just looking like a gazelle out there on the court. What do these three men mean to you? What does Duncan, Garnett, and Kobe, what do they mean to the game as a collective, especially in the era that we're moving into now? Man, saying that they were glue for eras, I don't even think does them justification. 855-212-4CBS. I'm taking your calls when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. You heard the number. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS on Saturday evening. Yes, we actually have a Hall of Fame ceremony for basketball. Kobe Bryant, Tamika Catchings, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, Ken Mulkey, Barbara Stevens, Eddie Sutton, Rudy Tomjanovich, Patrick Bauman. They're all going in. Congratulations. But if you think about three men, Duncan, Garnett, Bryant, they helped move the NBA. They were part of that group. They were stalwarts who went from the mid to late 90s, damn it, until about 5 years ago. They were glue. They were the last of an era. They were the beginning of a new one. You think about Kevin Garnett. He came in and it's just like, whoa, who is this guy? He's a what now? A forward? He's handling the basket. He's shooting the ball. We haven't seen nobody this athletic moving like this, that big. You could say he was damn Giannis before there was a Giannis. Kobe Bryant, self-explanatory. Picked up where Michael Jordan left off. Tim Duncan. Man, just a silent assassin. Sometimes you didn't know he was on the court and you just looked and said, oh, well, damn, there's a bank off the glass. There's a rebound. And then you looked up and he's like, okay, well, here's Tim Duncan. 22 points and 13 rebounds and three blocks. And it's like, where did he get that from? So I'm asking you, when you think about Kobe and Duncan and Garnett, what comes to mind about the era, about the players, about their style, about their legacies? 855-212-4CBS. Robbie, he's here. He's here from Birmingham. Robbie, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going? Doing all right tonight?
Yeah, very well. Thanks.
Good, good, good. Yeah, I just want to comment, man. You said it all earlier. You know, just the way you put into words and to pay homage to those guys, man, all respect to you, man. And I couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, the class that's going in, it's incredible. I mean, it's like an all-American class if you could have one, you know, for a Hall of Fame. And, you know, of course, Kobe, I'm 32 and I got an older brother. He's 35. And so I grew up looking up to my brother, man. He was a Kobe guy, Jordan guy. And I knew a lot of those guys because of my brother, you know, and his love for basketball and whatnot. But really, Duncan, I connect with a little bit more, you know, because Duncan came a little bit after Kobe, you know, being at Wake Forest. And I'm an old school guy, man. When I played, I tried to emulate my game after Duncan, man, just like the big fundamental, you know, I mean, like you said, off the glass, you know, the rebounding, you know, keeping his mouth shut, you know, and just a leader. And I loved his game. I could watch it for hours. And Kobe too, of course, and I love the flash, you know, and the razzle dazzle, but man, Duncan, I just always connected with, I guess, just personally as a player. And so man, just hats off to these guys, and just a heck of a class going in. And of course Garnett too. I mean,
yeah,
you know, anything's possible. You know?
Yeah, anything. And, that's after winning that with the Celtics, it took him a long-ass time. And he reminded everybody. Well, Robbie,
you know,
I appreciate you for calling up from Birmingham, my man.
Yes, I appreciate it. Yes, thank y'all, man. Congrats to those guys.
No doubt. Yes, and the ceremony is going to be a tearjerker. Michael Jordan is going to be inducting Kobe, and Kobe's wife, Vanessa, she will be making the speech on behalf of Kobe. And so if there's going to be a Hall of Fame ceremony that has been just probably the most watched, I know Michael Jordan went in and he obliterated everybody. No holds barred, but I think tomorrow is going to be one for the books. Mike is calling from Maryland. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
All three of those guys, they didn't want to lose. They were all winners. They played D. They played team ball. Tim Duncan, like that guy said, it's like being in the park. Remember you had that little side corner shot off the glass, banking it in like Sam Jones? Tim had that bank shot. Kobe, killer instinct. Number two to Wilt, hit that 81, never wanted to lose, all-around game. He played D2. Right out of high school, and Kevin Garnett, right out of high school, too. To come out of high school like both of those guys did, it's hard to do. And Jerry West knew Kobe had talent. And it's a great class. You're right, JR.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike, for calling up from Maryland. And thank you so much for bringing up just the aspect of them coming out of high school. You know, there are a lot of guys who came out of high school who had good careers, solid careers. Guys had all-star careers. Jermaine O'Neal, straight out of high school, had a great career. And then we had some guys who just looked flash in a pan. You can go ahead and look at an Eddie Curry. We can go ahead and look at other players who just flat failed out of high school. You can look at Kwame Brown. Not everybody works out. Sometimes you got it, sometimes you don't. 855-212-4CBS. Steve, he's here from Seattle. Steve, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks guys for taking the call. I'll try to make it quick. There's a quote that Kobe had when I was in college, and to this day, it's been almost, actually, I think it's been well over 20 years at this point, that's still to this, you know, still on my wall to this day. In regards to staying focused, staying determined, and, you know, and just, you know, keep moving. And, you know, as a Sonics fan, you know, of course, as a, you know, the Lakers, you're like, kind of have that, you know, that little growl in your voice whenever you mention them. But, you know, because of that, you know, that quote in SI, I mean, that got me through the rest of my college and at least my undergrad. So, you know, it made me a believer in Kobe. And ever since then, you know, I've always been a follower of Kobe. And as far as Tim Duncan's concerned, I, looking over his body of work, I became a lot more respectful of his career, especially the way he played the game after, you know, not after the championships, but, you know, towards the end of his career, looking at his body of work. I mean, I don't think there's going to be anybody like those two ever that come across, you know, okay, the league again. So,
all right.
But I appreciate you calling, man. And thanks, you guys. Take care.
No, thank you, Steve, for calling from Seattle. Yeah, it's beautiful when you think about it, how both Tim Duncan and Garnett just adjusted their careers. You know, Tim Duncan was able to stay a little bit more competitive on his way out the door, and we know Kevin Garnett would bounce around. But Tim Duncan, his last years, even if he was out there giving you 10 and 10 and a block, That's still a solid stat line. That is more than a serviceable center. He was a bad dude almost all the way out. The phone lines are still open. 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about the Basketball Hall of Fame. Kevin Garnett, Tim Duncan, Kobe Bryant. That era ended, you could say, about 5 years ago. But these guys were glue from the 90s. A different style of basketball from what we see now. What did they mean to the game? What stood out to you when you think about these three men, these three champions, these three Hall of Famers? Your calls when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about the Basketball Hall of Fame enshrinement that's going to go down in less than 24 hours on Saturday night. Kobe Bryant, Kevin Garnett, Tim Duncan, they're going to lead the charge. They're the three male players who are going in, and it's just like, what a hell of a trifecta that is. We know the impact that they've had on the game. They've been a bridge from one era to another. They've held it down. They've been champs. Five rings for Tim and Kobe Bryant collectively. Kevin Garnett got his. He had to unfortunately toil for many years with Minnesota, got his in Boston. Times have changed. They really have. What are your impression on these players? What they've meant to the game? What they've meant to the era? Thomas is calling from Sacramento. Thomas, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, so I want to speak up right now on Timmy Duncan. So I'm so excited to see what's happening right now. Honestly, Kobe Bryant, Timmy Duncan, Kevin Garnett, all three of them deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. Obviously, they've been voted in.
Okay. I don't know what's a feed that baby in the back, man. Don't talk to me. Feed that baby. And then send me some food. Brando is calling from Georgia. You are on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR, man?
Hey.
Good show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to talk about Kobe and Garnett, how they just came straight out of high school and they were superstars, you know? They didn't even back down from the old school, the ones they were growing up against, like straight out of high school and be dominant the way that they were, you know? And then you talk about Tim Duncan being so fundamental. If he was a hooper back then, you know, he kind of made you slow your game down, you know, throw the shot out the backboard, you know, give a couple pump fakes, you know, and get to the lane. And you never seen that like, you know, that's all I want to know. Just pay my respect towards them.
All right, thank you for calling up from Georgia. Appreciate you. Let's go next door to Alabama and talk to Jarrett. Jarrett, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, yeah, you were talking about how they were like the end of an era. And I really like that analogy. I almost feel as if they're their own generation, those three, along with other guys like Ben Wallace and Allen Iverson. And you can go down the line of all the great role players that were in that, you know, 2000 to 2010 era. And but I was watching a game. It was Celtics versus Miami this past Sunday with my dad. And it really made me realize just how much the game has changed in the last 5 years. Because 5 years ago, you know, he can name just about everyone that played for the Celtics. He's a lifelong Celtics fan. And now to him, compared to what he grew up watching with Larry Bird and, you know, going down through the years, all the great Celtics, including Kevin Garnett about 10 years ago when they went on to a couple of different finals appearances, you know, just how much the game has changed. It's a completely different game to, you know, that generation of people. They see it in a completely different light than they did even just 10 years ago. So I really thought that was a great analogy that they, you know, were the bridge into this new era, that they really helped slowly revolutionize the game. And they were like that last, you know, breath of that going generation. So
yeah, the 90s. And thank you, Jarrett, for calling from Alabama. You know, you think about certain players. Come on. Tim Duncan and Kobe and Garnett. They were out there when Jordan played. They were out there with Malone. They were out there towards Peyton, Stockton. They were towards the end, but they were out there. Charles Barkley. Shaq was a monster in his prime at that point in time. But these dudes played almost 20 years. Kobe was out there for 20 years flat. Balling. He helped usher in LeBron. We saw that torch get passed. We knew what the hell Kobe was. And then we slowly saw the emergence of LeBron. It's still a shame if you ask me, and I think from everybody. I think it would have been everyone's dream to at least just gotten one finals between LeBron James and Kobe. We didn't. And so there's going to be a time, maybe, I don't know, 10, 15 years from now, we'll talk about what LeBron has done, how he held down the league for 20 years, how Steph Curry just helped revolutionize it while LeBron owned it. There's going to be some stories to tell in another 10, 15 years from now. 855-212-4CBS. Justin, he's here from Baltimore. Justin, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, JR? Love your show.
Thanks.
So, you know, you got to give love to KG and Timmy D. But when I think of the Hall of Fame, I think of, like, Shannon Sharp says it a lot on his show. Like, it's like a validation of your career, you know, all the time, the blood, sweat, tears since you laced them up, you know, and the family sacrifices and all that. And when you hear stories like, you know, AI came out and said he was playing with Kobe one time and he was like, yo, I'm going to this ball, I'm going to this club, where you going? Kobe, what Kobe say? I'm going to the gym, you know, and you know, that was Kobe's MO. And, you know, just the hard work that he put in night in, night out, and how dedicated he was to the game. And just the fact that we won't get to see his validation. We won't get to see him put on his jacket, you know, and we won't get to hear his speech, because it would probably been a hell of a speech. We get robbed of that. And it's just, you know, you kind of mentioned it earlier. It's just going to be one of those tearjerkers. It's going to be one of those times where, you know, you might get with your kids and stuff. They're going to see daddy cry a little bit, but it's just, you know, you just missed out on just that last little thing that, you know, that he was definitely looking forward to. Just that validation of all that work he put in.
Sure.
And that would have been his Hall of Fame career, right? That speech or whatever the case may be. So
sure.
That's pretty much all I have for that.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Justin, for calling from Baltimore. But you know what? The validation for me, and it's different for everybody. I think the validation is what we saw. Is it unfortunate that Kobe is not here with us? Oh, yeah, it sucks. It's awful that he's not with his family. That's the facts. But from a career perspective, this is why I say, when I talk about certain players, and it's not to be morbid, it's not to talk about anybody's mortality, but it's just to celebrate what they do as basketball players. That's why, as flawed as someone as a Russell Westbrook or James Harden or Carmelo that you might find them to be, it's just like, appreciate what the hell they're doing, because what they are doing and what they have done is not something that just everybody wakes up and says, oh, I can do it. The majority of players, 95% of players cannot do what they've done. That's facts. They're the minority. And so, Kobe's not here. We're not going to get a message. And by the way, the Hall of Fame actually put up an exhibit for Kobe, dedicated to Kobe in his career, which should be pretty cool. But this is why you watch these guys play. You soak up every minute, because you don't know when that Kobe Achilles is going to pop. You don't know when Tim Duncan's knee is going to give. Nobody lasts forever. Here we got LeBron James, and okay, somebody can roll into his ankle. He can pull a groin. There's so much that can happen. Come on, Steph Curry, the beginning of his career was just like, when is his ankles going to give out? 855-212-4CBS, Duncan, Kobe, Garnett. What do they mean? What do they mean to you? What do they mean? What have they meant to the game? Mike is here from Massachusetts. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call, man.
Certainly.
So I'm going to start off with KG and Duncan, because at the end of this, I don't want to belittle what they've done. I mean, I'm from Massachusetts, so the energy Garnett always brought to the court and the championship, man, that'll always mean everything to me. Duncan, you pointed out, just the longevity. Even when he wasn't his peak, he was still so good, and he did it for so long. And then we get to Kobe, man. He was so good for so long, but on top of that, You know, he was right there at the tail end of Jordan. I'm just old enough to barely remember Jordan. So Kobe was really my generation's player, and he didn't just change the game. I mean, everyone my age, when we were kids, currently, probably forever into the future, whenever we throw anything at anything,
it's Kobe.
So he changed our culture, and I don't know if, I can't say it'll never happen again, but it might be a long while before someone comes around like him again.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you, Mike, for calling from Massachusetts. Listen, when Kobe was asked, what player does he watch that reminds him most? It's Russell Westbrook. And I don't think from style of play, obviously, but just from the approach of his approach to the game. And that's true. You know what? I can remember watching Jordan. And Kobe is even more amazing to me because if there were for a man who you knew wanted to live up to what Jordan did, for how he did it and what Kobe did, amazing as hell. It's crazy. What Michael Jordan accomplished was just remarkable. And to know that there was a kid who came out of Philadelphia, dad played in Italy, and just had this type of career? Wild. Mind-boggling. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to continue this conversation on the Basketball Hall of Fame. Duncan, Garnett, Kobe. It's the last of an hour. More of your calls when we come back here on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.